we're continuing Chayodim, Kalamet Zayin, and we're looking at Simon Yud, the last Simon in the cloud. So we said you need to have something which is a clean. Now you get something which theoretically could be hold something, but does not have a halachic status of a kli. Something which is karka is not considered a kli. So anything attached to karka, a house, is not considered a kli. So avonim akum because of a wall, the stones of the wall, the bricks of the wall, which are attached to the ground, do not have a din of a kli. So you have a lot. You have stones which are attached to the kaisel. Vasilhem base kibul ubarza, and then you went in this stone, and you dug out. You carved out a basin, and you carved out a spigot, which you can release water from this basin. So it's a deep basin, and it has, you drilled a hole through the stone at the bottom, and a place where it can come out, and you put a control there that doesn't come out unless you open up the valve. So we will see in the next klal that there's a concept of koyach gavra, the water has to come onto the person's hands, being put there through an action of a person, koyach gavra. We will see that pouring is the most obvious koyach gavra. I pour water onto somebody's hands that are my own hands, that's called koyach gavra. If I would tilt the kli and use the koyach of gravity to pour my hands, it's also called koyach gavra, using the koyach of gravity to have it happen. So we'll see later on a case where a person tilts the kli and the water rolls out from the kli onto one's hands, that's also valid. And we'll also see if you have something comparable to the idea of a dam, and there's water behind the dam, and you open up the dam, so the water which is immediately adjacent to the dam, which then flows out onto the person's hands, is considered as if the one who opened it threw the water which was there onto the person's hands. So if you have a spigot, you have a faucet, and there's water there behind it, and you open up the faucet, that first rush of water which comes out is considered as if the person who opened the faucet threw the water onto the one who's washing his hands. So he did that in this stone. So we'll have koyach gavra. But the problem is it's not a kli, because since it's a stone attached to the ground, and if you take a stone which is not attached to the ground and you carve out and make it a kli, kli avonim are valid for nisil sedayim. Kli avonim are not mekabel tuma, but we already said before that, but since it's considered a kli, as a status of a kli, it's a special halacha hilchos tuma, it would be valid for nisil sedayim. But here, it's already just part of karka, and you're shaping it in karka, so that's not considered a kli. If a person takes a kli, something which is already a kli, and attaches it to the ground, it does not lose the status of a kli for this purpose. So if a person would have a basin, shaped as a basin, with the opening, etc., then he goes and he cements it to the ground, he could wash from that. That would be valid. That's a valid thing to wash from. So, and then we would use the process of opening from the bars. Now, the other option would be in that situation, we'd be sticking his hands into the kli, because you can't tilt the kli because it's attached to the ground. So, being terrible, your hands into the kli is much more complicated, and we have to clarify when and how that would be valid. But the idea over here we're talking about is, Mishabura says, we're talking about a case where you want to be noital through the barza. Now, this introduces the question about washing one's hands, about normal kli. So have this idea of opening the faucet. By opening the faucet, I am throwing the water on my hands, so I can go to the sink, put my hand underneath, open the faucet, it's fine, that should work. But the question is, where's the kli? So we need to clarify that, but we'll do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.